Ireland. Italy and Ireland would like to thank all speakers. It is heartening to hear such positive support for the work on victim assistance. I recall the words of the UN Secretary General's High Representative on Disarmament yesterday, Mizuzumi Nakamitsu, who observed at the opening of our meeting that with the CCM there is a lot done, but much remaining to be done. Our 10th birthday celebrations last evening demonstrated rejoicing at a wonderful convention which has noble aims and commitments. There is much to applaud and even celebrate. The heart of this convention is an immediate and unconditional ban on all cluster munitions which cause unacceptable harm to civilians. It represents the best of us, a way in which we can create growing synergies between diplomats, the military, development experts, civil society. In fact, listening to contributions this morning, victim assistance is clearly seen as the core of this CCM. Victim assistance is agreed among us to be a long-term commitment. In our CCM family, we want to achieve a world which will see no more victims, and also a world in which victims and survivors are assisted and empowered so as to live lives that fulfill their human dignity and potential and allow them full and equal participation in society. In Geneva, this great humanitarian city, it is fitting to continue our conversation, and even more fitting that we commit to increasing our collective efforts to honour the objectives of the Dubrovnik Action Plan. We have 2 years before the second review conference. We need to recommit collectively. Listening to voices in the room, from states, parties and others, it is clear we need to achieve more and to do it more quickly, efficiently and effectively and in a more coordinated and integrated way. Ireland is proud to have played a leadership role in the negotiation of this historic and groundbreaking convention on cluster munitions. We see the Oslo process as bookended between two conferences that took place in our capital city in Dublin. In 2003, a conference in Dublin Castle on explosive remnants of war, out of which emerged a coalescing of civil society around cluster munitions and created that same year the Cluster Munitions Coalition. The role of core and partner countries and the key role of the ICRC in the Oslo process, of course, must never be underestimated. 5 years later, again in Dublin, 2 weeks of negotiations at the Dublin Diplomatic Conference led to the adoption of the CCM. Much has been achieved, but from a Victim Assistance Committee viewpoint, a lunchtime event yesterday, the launch of the Cluster Munitions Monitor across the hall in room 24, really ought to motivate all of us to renew and redouble our efforts. The monitor specifically notes, as have some speakers this morning, a decline in funding for victim assistance. We know this is sadly an issue across the conventions which needs to be addressed. It behoves all of us to do something to reverse this funding trend. Victim assistance needs adequate resources and is a long-term commitment. It is heartening in the room this morning to hear this sense echoed. We have also heard this morning of the key role of national focal points, the importance of regional cooperation, of sharing info and know-how. and the crucial role of psychosocial assistance. Thank you.